The football bowl season may be over, but there's still a couple of national titles out there. Alabama plays Clemson for the FBS championship on Monday, and Saturday, North Dakota State University will play Eastern Washington for the FCS title. Hello, everyone. I'm Greg Stewart. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can look us up for more information at WWIB.com. This is the Bison's seventh trip to the final in the last eight seasons. They have six championships. And NDSU tight end Ben Ellefson, 6'3 junior from Hawley, Minnesota, is on the phone with me to talk about his team's annual trip to Frisco, Texas. So how about it, Ben? How about going again to the FCS championship?
You know, it's been a pretty special opportunity just to play here. You know, I live 30 minutes away from NDSU, and so just being able to grow up and see kind of the culture and the tradition of it, and then being a part of it, you know, is pretty special. And so just grateful to be here, you know, and hopefully we can go get another one.
So how do you guys do it? How do you keep the dynasty going up there in Fargo?
It really is just the tradition all the way back to the 60s. We talk about it a lot during fall camp. We'll have past players come in, you know, and talk about their playing times and the tradition and stuff that they had. But it's really just comes down to, like, player accountability and just what having taken pride in playing with the guys next to you and things like that. We talk about it a lot. And so just really buying into the program is very important. And the coaches do a great job of helping players do that, you know, and just continuing to grow. So,
So tell me what the Bison football way is, Ben.
I think the work ethic and kind of what I said earlier is like the Bison pride is what we call it. You know, trusting the guy next to you, playing for the guy next to you, and I'm sure a lot of programs do that. But I think it's stepped up a little bit more here. You know, the things that we do in the off season as well. A lot of us do get jobs in the summer when along with summer conditioning and workouts, and so just kind of that work ethic. You know, that North Dakota tough work ethic. I think a lot of these guys have. You know, and just guys wanting to win, just being able to compete every day and coming out and wanting to win every single day.
Yeah, you guys do that so often, winning every single day, going to the championship. Do you have to battle complacency and sort of an entitlement mindset like this is just what happens around here?
You know, what's really important is to not take it take winning for granted, you know, enjoying every win that we get. You know, because they don't come. They're not easy to come by. And so just enjoying it and making sure that you fully understand, like, what you're being a part of, things like that. The coaches, I think, do a spectacular job. Coach Kleiman's done a very good job of helping us to not become complacent. I think complacency is a area where people or teams kind of fall short, you know, when they start to do well and they kind of lose sight of what their main goal is. And so that's the main thing that we do is try to not lose sight of what we are working towards. And so that really helps tremendously.
You mentioned Coach Kleiman. That's Chris Kleiman, your head coach. He is going to head to Kansas State to take over that program after Saturday's title game. How are you guys feeling about his decision to move on?
You know, I have the utmost respect for Coach Kleiman. We're all extremely happy, all of us underclassmen. Extremely happy for him and the opportunity that he and his family have, you know. And it's something they've kind of talked about with the program is the program is bigger than just one person, you know. And so we got Coach Entz coming in as the new head coach, and you know, and so I don't think that anything's really going to change. I think we're going to continue to do the things that we've done, you know, and it's going to continue our success. But, you know, I played for Coach Kleiman for 3 years now, 3 or 4 years now, and just a great guy, humble man. Extremely has a lot of integrity, you know, and it's just something that you really look up to in Juan, the head coach.
So tell me, Ben, what emotions that you've been dealing with as this story unfolded up there?
Right, you know, well, the first thing is he was very upfront with us about everything that was going on, you know. We didn't see anything on the social media or anything like that unless he had already told us, you know, and so just his honesty is something that I took very, very meaningful for him to be upfront with, like, because that doesn't happen everywhere you go, you know. Sometimes things leak and whatnot. And so Just having that, but you know, it's a bittersweet moment for a lot of us. But I'm very happy for him and his family. So
yeah. Tell me about keeping your focus during this time. You're in the playoffs. You're going to face South Dakota State U in the final to get to Frisco, Texas, up at your place. They're your arch rival, and then this is hanging over your head. The coaching change. How have you guys been able to keep your focus?
You know, outside looking in, you probably see is a huge opportunity for SDSU to come in here, you know, and beat us with all these distractions and things going on like that. But you know, I think the players understood what our purpose was, what our goal was, especially with a rival like SDSU, you know. And so we really didn't let those distractions, whether it be the coaching things or anything else, the social media, we didn't let them affect the way we played and the way that we prepared.
Okay, North Dakota State tight end Ben Ellefson, a junior from Hawley, Minnesota, on the phone with me today. Ben, we're out of time, so let's reconnect next sports and commentary show and talk about your new coach promoted from the program, what that means to you guys, and more on this FCS National Championship game Saturday down in Frisco, Texas, in your faith. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Yep, we'll see you later.